stories making headlines this hour. Press TV, Iran slams the United States' claim of nuclear disarmament as a lie. Two foreign soldiers are killed in a bomb attack in southern Afghanistan. And Hezbollah says the United States is encouraging Israel to attack Lebanon. Welcome to Press TV's World News, coming to you from Press TV's international headquarters right here in Tehran, Iran. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, Iran has accused the United States, armed with the world's second largest nuclear arsenal, of stifling nuclear disarmament and the non-proliferation of atomic arms.
Leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has slammed the United States for what he calls hypocrisy regarding nuclear disarmament. Ayatollah Khamenei said Washington will never take any serious action to rid the world of atomic arms. His remarks were read up at the opening of the first international conference on nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation in Tehran. Ayatollah Khamenei also said Israel has turned occupied Palestine into an atomic armory thanks to some nuclear countries' assistance, especially that of the US. He described Washington as the world's only nuclear criminal. His remarks referred to the US atomic attacks on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945 that killed hundreds of thousands of people. Meanwhile, Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said countries that possess or have used and threatened to use nuclear weapons against other countries should be suspended from the International Atomic Energy Agency. Ahmadinejad's comments came in reaction to the new U.S. nuclear strategy, which authorizes the Pentagon to use nuclear weapons against countries it considers are not in compliance with the NPT. President Ahmadinejad accused the IAEA of failing to fulfill its responsibilities. This he underlined especially because nuclear arsenals around the world are growing faster than ever.
شعار خلع سلاح هسته‌ای محقق نشده است و آژانس انرژی اتمی در انجام وظایف خود موفق نبوده است.
Speaking at the opening of the conference in Tehran, Ahmadinejad presented several proposals to realize the goal of global nuclear disarmament, including a review of the NPT by states that don't possess nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, Japan's Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama sent a message to the conference participants. He called nuclear disarmament key to maintaining global peace and stability. Nuclear energy for all, nuclear weapons for no one. That's what representatives from 56 countries, including 24 foreign and deputy ministers, as well as officials from international organizations, are seeking to realize.
Meanwhile, Iran says nuclear disarmament will never be realized as long as some nuclear-armed countries are pursuing what it calls deceptive policy. Also addressing delegates at the Tehran conference, the Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council has slammed the United States for striking a climate posture on the nuke issue. Saeed Jalili says a country that has thousands of nuclear warheads should not be claiming that it's after nuclear disarmament. Foreign Minister Manuchehr Motaki, chairing the conference, said Iran is a victim of terrorism and weapons of mass destruction, wants international cooperation to realize nuclear disarmament. Well, Iran's ambassador to the IAEA says Tehran's nuclear disarmament conference is not just in response to the Washington Nuclear Security Summit. In an exclusive interview with Press TV, Ali Asghar Sultanieh has said the international community can no longer tolerate the unfair non-proliferation regime.
First of all, this conference was planned well in advance before Washington conference. This is not a mere reaction. This conference has a strong message that Iran has determination for using nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. Iran has a determination towards disarmament and non-proliferation, and having all countries from the world here is a manifestation of this determination. At the eve of NPT conference, all countries present here and Iran, like-minded countries, are united and are going to work closely for our collective cause and face real challenges in NPT conference in New York. Therefore, Americans and a couple of other nuclear weapon states, which has ignored the international call, are facing a real challenge. And the message of Tehran is that the international community cannot continue and cannot continue to follow this, and this status quo cannot be tolerated anymore. American nuclear policy and threat of nuclear weapon was a historical mistake. International community has condemned and will confront this kind of illegal gestures and measures, which is in contravention with the United Nations Charter and IAEA statute.
We're going to switch over to Minneapolis, Minnesota, where we have Professor of University of Minnesota, Mr. William Beeman, on the phone. Thank you so much for being with us, Professor. Let's start off with the theme of this conference, nuclear energy for all, nuclear weapons for none. How realistic is that?
Well, there's in Section 6 of the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, it calls on all nations who possess nuclear weapons to reduce their stockpile of nuclear weapons. Until the Obama administration came with this recent proposal, the United States had never done this, especially during the Bush administration. And so, technically, the United States was actually itself in violation of the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. Russia as well. There had been no reduction in the nuclear stockpile for decades and decades. So this certainly must be a welcome call because it is calling on all nations to actually observe the provisions of the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. And I think that finding the trust between nations to allow them to actually carry out these reductions is really an important diplomatic mission.
Now, Professor Beeman, how significant is it that this conference is being held in Iran?
Well, of course, Iran is fully in compliance with the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty at present. In the United States, the President Obama had said that the United States would not attack any nation that was in compliance with the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. And then a number of commentators claimed that Iran was not in compliance, but anybody who reads the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty can understand that Iran is fully in compliance. Now, what the question has been is, are other nations fully in compliance with the Nonproliferation Treaty? And certainly any nation that is not working actively to reduce its nuclear weapons stockpile is not in compliance.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for being with us, Professor William Beeman from Minneapolis, and he's a professor at the University of Minnesota. Continuing with the rest of this news this hour, NATO says a roadside bomb has killed two foreign soldiers in southern Afghanistan. Now, the nationality of the soldiers have been withheld. The deaths bring the number of foreign troops killed in Afghanistan this year alone to 164. Most of the casualties are caused by improvised explosive devices, or IEDs. With the United States-led invasion now in its ninth year, President Barack Obama has sent more troops to the country to try and win the war. But there are no signs of violence abating. In the United States and other NATO member states, the majority of people want the war to end and for the troops to come home. A senior Hezbollah official says the United States is threatening regional stability by encouraging an Israeli attack on Lebanon. Now, the U.S. has said it is concerned about claims made by the Israeli President Shimon Peres if they prove accurate. Peres has accused Syria of supplying Hezbollah with Scud missiles. Damascus denies the accusations. Now, Hezbollah MP Ali Faya charges that the U.S. is being complicit in any possible Israeli attack. Lebanon says any Israeli attack will be met with a crippling response. Well, it's Palestinian Prisoners Day, and people have gathered in the West Bank and Gaza to remember thousands of Palestinians still being held in Israeli prisons. Now, many stage a 24-hour fast outside the offices of the Red Cross calling for the release of their friends and relatives. In Ramallah, Palestinian Authority caretaker Prime Minister Salem Fayyad unveiled a new monument dedicated to Palestinians in Israeli jails.
With our prisoners in Israeli jails, today on the Prisoners' Day, as we gather here to, as an expression of absolute solidarity with them, we tell each and every one of you, one of them, the day will soon come when they will gain their freedom.
A Palestinian rights group says over 1,600 prisoners are in urgent need of medical attention. It accuses Israel of mistreating Palestinian prisoners and keeping them in terrible condition. Well, you tune into Press TV's World News, and this is a review of the top stories this hour. Iran slams the United States' claims of nuclear disarmament as a lie. Two foreign soldiers are killed in a bomb attack in southern Afghanistan. And as you've just heard, Hezbollah says the U.S. is encouraging Israel to attack Lebanon.